Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I have bad news for you. I'm going to talk about something very depressing. Singapore, as a small but globally connected city-state, is no stranger to the ripples of global economic tides. Among the most significant external force is the United States, still the world's largest economy and a bellwether of global financial health. While the Singapore property market has traditionally demonstrated resilience, the possibility of a worst-case scenario sparked by an American economic recession is a sobering thought for homeowners, investors, and policymakers alike. Here, we'll examine the worst-case domino effect of a severe US recession on Singapore property sector, including the financial contagions, capital flights, job losses, rental market collapse, and crisis of confidence that could collectively trigger a property downturn, unlike anything since the 1997 Asia financial crisis, or the 2008 global financial crisis due to subprime mortgage. This video will be as bleak as it is. Sit tight and let us explore what is the worst that can happen. I will also share how we can get ourselves ready to seize any opportunity ahead. Watch on, this content could be a game changer to your property journey. A deep US recession would likely trigger a global sell-off sentiment. Investors around the world would retreat from risky assets, flocking instead to safe haven like US treasuries. This capital flight could create massive liquidity challenges across global financial markets, and Singapore would not be spared. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, might be forced to tighten liquidity conditions to prevent excessive Sing dollar volatility. Higher interest rate and tighter credit conditions could hit property buyers hard, especially those relying on housing loans. Singapore private property market is already at an elevated level. A further squeeze on liquidity could choke demand, particularly for luxury condos, en bloc redevelopment projects, and highly leveraged property purchases. In the worst case scenario, we may witness a sharp contraction in transaction volume, with prices sliding as sellers begin to slash expectations amidst disappearing buyers. The US economy is tightly intertwined with global supply chains, tech ecosystem, and multinational business operation. A recession in the US would ripple across global trade flow, and Singapore, being a hub for international trade, finance, and logistics, would be particularly exposed. Job losses could hit a sector such as finance and fintech, as global banks and investment firms scale back. Technology, due to weakened funding and slower demand from US consumers. Shipping and logistics, as global freight volume drops. Hospitality and tourism, with fewer America and European businesses and leisure travelers. In a worst case scenario, unemployment could spike, leading to a drop in household incomes. This would reduce the ability of both citizens and permanent residents to service, mortgage, or enter the housing market. A spike of distressed sales, especially in the private condo segment, could follow, especially those that are fully geared and the worst is to buy a property that has no resale demand. On this part, I doubt I need to further elaborate further if you have been watching my video for the longest time ever. Singapore rental market has surged in recent years, driven largely by expected demands and the delay in BTO completion. However, an American-led global recession would put immense pressure on MNC operating in Singapore to cut costs, reduce headcount, or even exit the region entirely. This could lead to a wave of expat leavings, especially those in the middle and upper income brackets, who typically rent in prime areas like Orchard Road, River Valley, Holland, and the CBD. Vacancy rate would rise, and landlord might be forced to slash rents to attract a much smaller pool of tenants. In the worst case scenario, we could see rental yield compress dramatically, causing some investors to default on mortgage payment or be forced to sell at a loss. All this could start a changed reaction of fire sale across investment-heavy districts such as District 9, 10, 11, 1, and part of District 15. However, for those that are renting out to S-Pass and work permit holders, no worry, business as usual. And for those that are renting out to emerging Chinese startups, I think also no worry, the Chinese are still doing good. Anyway, I'll be traveling to Shenzhen in June. I look forward in visiting this modern city. A US recession with a severe global spillover effect could prompt fear among Singaporean homeowners and investors. we could see panics among over-leveraged homeowners. They will start to dump their assets, especially if they lost their employment. We also witnessed investors offloading units to preserve liquidity. HDB upgraders may defer their upgrading plans, and first-time buyers may defer their housing plan altogether, going for BTO flats instead. This will lead to stagnant sales both in the resale and new home market. In such a situation, what will developers do? Well, in typical fashion, give discount law. Developer will start dishing out aggressive discount to move unsold inventory. Developer will also have to price attractively to move sales. Profit margin may have to adjust from double digit to low single digit. If that happens, land sale will see fewer buyers. This will lead to lower land costs and hopefully lower selling price. All in all, if that really happens, home prices will start to correct. It will not crash, but we could see a slower decline in price appreciation to negative territory in the next few quarters. How much is the decline is anyone's guesses, but this could lead to a self-reinforced recycle of panic selling. Confidence in property as a safe, appreciating asset could be severely damaged, and even the mass market could suffer. Real estate developers are often seen as the strongest hand in the property game, but they are not immune to a US recession. A recession may also affect global financial market and lead to dry out of funding for ongoing and upcoming property projects, especially those that have tied up with US companies. If interest rates spike or banks become more conservative, developers may face refinancing challenges, construction delays, or even project cancellation. The most recent case of China Evergrande crisis show how quickly developer distress can trigger wider market panic. In Singapore, while regulatory control like the Additional Buyer's Stamp Duty and qualifying certificate rules have kept developers on the tighter leash, the worst case scenario could still see them dumping unsold units to avoid penalties. This could push prices down further, devaluing even recent purchased properties. For the longest time ever, Singapore has been viewed as a safe haven by wealthy international investors. In fact, foreigners, particularly from China, India and the US, have played a significant role in driving demand for high-end properties and new homes. But in worst-case scenario, this foreign inflow could evaporate. US investors could pull back to focus on domestic survival. With the ABSD for foreigner at a prohibitive 60%, the market is already relying on ultra-high-net-worth individuals to support the luxury market. If these investors vanish in a global recession, Singapore high-end property market could be left hollow and oversupplied. The only way for them to participate in this property game is through becoming a permanent resident or even converting to a Singapore citizen. But these are sensitive issues and will entail political repercussions. The Singapore government has a strong track record of managing property cycle with cooling measures and regulations. However, in the sudden global shock, even swift intervention may not prevent a major correction. Potential policy options could be on the card include reducing ABSD and SSD rates, easing LTV ratio or TDSR limits, suspending government land sale program to even supporting developers' liquidity. All this could soften the blow, but might be too late to stop the momentum of a crashing market if it really happened. In the worst case scenario, confidence will take a long time to rebuild and price recovery could take years, especially in the private segment. However, you all no worry. Based on my previous analysis, since the last GE in 2020, HDB prices have surged by 48% in just 4 years. Drop a few percentage points, small change only. Don't need to kanchong. As for the private property market, prices have surged by 36% since 2020. Okay lah, now for prices to automatically correct without government intervention, isn't that a good thing? The worst case scenario of a US economic recession triggering a property crash in Singapore may seem remote, but it's not highly implausible. In a highly interconnected global economy, Singapore's fate is intertwined with the health of the world economic giants. While the local property market is backed by strong fundamentals, limited land, growing population, rising wages, prudent regulation, this may not be sufficient shield in the face of a full-blown global economic crisis. Investors, homeowners, and developers alike must prepare for volatility and stress test their portfolio for such black swan events. Ultimately, the lesson is one of cautious diversification and prudent leverage. In good times, it's easy to believe the market will never fail. But in a worst case scenario, as history shown, even Singapore is not immune. For bargain hunters sitting on the sideline for the longest time ever, maybe it's an opportunity to pick up some distressed properties like how our pioneers have done that. I'm always ready. What about you? Anyway, I happened to revisit this video on the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the global financial market. For those that are too young to remember anything, this is a gentle reminder of what a financial crisis can do. After all, I lost my job and become a housing agent, all because of Lehman Brothers. Enjoy watching.